Hey, folks, this is Paul Rosman with Whipple's Hybrids bringing you Between the Rows. Out checking the fields here this week, and the end of pollination season, we still had pretty dry weather since last week, and we do have minimal disease pressure out in the area here. I did also bring with me Eric Wilson from over in Muscatine. Wanted to check in with him to see how the crops are doing over on that side of the river. Eric, thanks for being with us today. How's things looking in your area?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. So some of those rains we got right around the 4th of July really saved our crop. I know it was very dry early June, as it was for you guys across the river. So we got some nice rains around that 4th of July timing, and it has been fairly dry up to that point. But I would say, you know, similar to what you're seeing, disease progression's fairly low. Not really seeing a whole lot out there in the field. On my side of the river, as you get farther north of Muscatine, I know some of those counties are still very yet dry. They didn't get some of those rains around the 4th. So I would say most things are through pollination at this point. A few of the later planting dates are trying to pollinate now or pollinating during some of the heat of this week. And some of those things we want to keep an eye on, you know, be checking in the next 10 days how that pollination is gone. Even some of the stuff that's recently pollinated, you know, I would expect to see some tip back in some of the drier areas with some of the heat that we've got in the forecast. So all things to keep an eye on.
Okay, perfect. I know if there was a time to have a drought in the plant growing season, we kind of had it at the optimal time. Like you said, we got some key rain here when we needed it. We've had a little bit of dry weather here, and it looks like some heat, excessive heat and some dryness coming for the forecast moving forward. How do you see that playing a role with the grain fill and what was pollinated?
Absolutely dependent on, more dependent, I would say, than we, you know, normally are for some timely rains as we get into grain fill. But like I said, you know, you're seeing it, I'm seeing it in the field. It's quite impressive what we are seeing in terms of yield potential out there already. But we are going to need some timely rains, especially as we get into August. That's a key point, or that's a high point for water use for a corn plant in its life cycle. And we're going to need some timely rain to fill some of those things out the way they should be.
Appreciate that, Eric. If you want to hear more from Eric, like I said before, don't hesitate to search Keeping It Independent on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to tune in next week as we watch this crop grow together. This is Paul with Whipple Hybrids, and God bless.